In some off-the-cuff remarks that he made on a plane to reporters, Pope Benedict XVI has made his most direct remarks about the recent sexual abuse crisis that swept the Catholic Church. He said attacks on himself and the Church come not only from outside the Church, but the suffering of the Church come from sins inside the Church. Rachel Donadio is the Rome Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times. She was on the flight with the Pope, and she joins us now from Lisbon. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
This seems to represent an evolution of the Pope's stance on the sexual abuse crisis. He met with victims of sex abuse during a short trip to Malta, and then he issued the letter to Irish Catholics after reports of widespread sex abuse there, and then these remarks on this plane.
Well, I actually don't see it as so much an evolution, but rather a more direct confrontation with the issue. The letter to Irish Catholics is still perhaps the most long and comprehensive response by the Catholic Church to the sex abuse crisis. That came out on March 20th, but in the weeks since then, the Pope hasn't specifically addressed the issue directly. And so to reporters on his plane today en route to Portugal, he answered a question kind of in the context of the Virgin of Fatima, the pilgrimage shrine in Portugal that he's expected to visit later this week. That Virgin is always associated somehow with kind of attacks on the Church in a way. And what Benedict said today on the plane was significant because he said that the greatest threat, he even used the word persecution, the greatest persecution to the Church today comes from inside, which he was specifically kind of referring to the sex abuse crisis. So again, I see it as less of an evolution, but kind of the most direct confrontation of the issue that the Pope has specifically said in the recent weeks.
It also seems to be an expansion, though. He's visiting Fatima's shrine there. He's been having a tour around, visiting places, talking about how we need to add ethics into our economic policy. But he also said that the lesson from Fatima is penance. Penance, penance, penance. And in his remarks to reporters when he was speaking about the recent sexual crisis, he said, forgiveness does not substitute justice. So perhaps he's talking about perhaps disciplinarian.
Yeah. No, that's true. I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but basically his remarks that penance is not the same as justice is a kind of important note. It seems to indicate that against those in the Church who, the Church is kind of undergoing this values clash now. There's a clash between people who in the past have wanted essentially to protect priests and bishops at all costs, and then a more kind of transparent, open line that sees clearly protecting victims as the issue. And so in the Pope, in saying that penance is not the same as justice, I think what he's trying to say is that justice should be done, that members of the clergy should not commit these crimes that go unpunished. But, at the same time, in the Christian context of penance, it shouldn't be forgotten. What you can hear in the background is applause. The Pope is arriving right now to meet the president of Portugal. Portugal, as you know, is facing a serious economic crisis, the threats to the euro, and the Pope on the plane also spoke about how ethics should be reintroduced into economics.
That's
They're not mutually exclusive.
That's one of his themes. Rachel Donadio, Rome Bureau Chief for the New York Times, where she covers the Vatican. She also pointed to something in her article, which is important to remember, which is that Benedict appears to be distancing himself from other church officials who've criticized the media for focusing on the sex abuse crisis, and they call that attacks on the church. Pope Benedict, in his remarks on that plane there, says those attacks are coming not only from outside the church, but from inside the church.